You know what? I've never met a good Megan, so I think it's fair to say don't trust any Megan that you meet.
Was that the intro? I thought you were just talking about Megans in general. Yeah, that one, that got me.
Yes, it's
Because I was like, wait a minute, are we still just chatting or like
what's going on? Hello,
fucking
everybody.
Megan.
Fucking Megan, dude. Hello, everybody. As you can tell, it's the next episode. Nikki's still not here, so welcome to the 54th episode of Page Turners.
And
And
button mashers.
there we go. And we're, we might have been back. I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to edit this yet, but we're back. So, hello, everybody. As you heard, there's somebody that isn't Nikki once again because she's off doing cool firefighter shit. So, yeah. With that, the wonderful Caleb volunteered to come and hear me talk about a game for a bit. So, Caleb, if you would like to introduce yourself and the podcast.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm Caleb Shattuck, and I host a podcast called The Paranormal Burrito, where I interview a new person. I always say weekly, but it's definitely not weekly. It's like more like a bi-weekly podcast, but I interview a new person every week, and we kind of discuss like grief, ghosts. Sometimes it has a funny, humorous take. Sometimes it gets more of a serious tone. So it kind of just depends on the guest. And actually, Nikki was featured on an episode, so go listen to hers. Fairly recently, I think about three episodes ago, you'll see Nikki, or no, it's called I See Dead People with Paige Turner and Button Mashers. So go
Awesome.
check that out
Hell
if you
yeah.
want to hear more Nikki in your life, which I mean, you're listening to this, so obviously you do.
Exactly. And where can they find your podcast or any social media stuff?
Pretty much anywhere you're listening to this podcast now, I'm pretty sure my podcast will be in the same space. You can find me at TPB Pod. Again, that's TPB Pod. I should have chose a less tongue twisty anagram for that. But yeah, you find me at TPB Pod. If you want to email me a spooky story or be on the podcast, you can email the paranormal burrito at gmail.com.
Awesome. And all of those links will be down in the show notes. So if you don't feel, if nobody feels like searching, you can do some clicking instead. So got you set
Sweet.
there. Yeah. So shall we hop on in to what we're talking about this week?
Let's dive into the deep end.
All right. So, let's see. We gaming news, not much. I'm still playing Call of Duty, doing stupid shit on there as I have been. So that's where we're at.
I am so bad at first-person shooters. So bad. I had to set Fallout on like the easiest level to get through it.
On Fallout, I'm always on the easiest difficulty. I'm weirdly good at Call of Duty, and I don't understand it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I
I
just
just have some disconnect in my brain. I can't aim. Like even on like Splatoon, I suck at that.
fair enough. games are weird.
Games are weird.
Yeah,
I
so.
just end up inking the stadium. That's why I like that game, because there's a sub goal to
Yeah.
shooting people.
I feel like that's just is what the game should be about, not shooting people, just inking the
Pretty much,
stadium.
yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I
Oh,
got you
no.
off track.
No worries at all. You said you were listening to me and Rebecca. We got off
Yes.
track fairly quickly, so that's a thing. All right. So, this week I played Slime Rancher. So that's a interesting game to say the least. It was released in or on August 1st in 2017, so around the same time as Sea of Thieves, but in August. So pretty cool. The genre is first person adventure slash life simulation slash farming. It's got a lot of descriptions for what type of game it is.
Interesting. So it's like Sims meets Farmville or something?
Yeah. Yeah. With much less customization.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So the developer is Monomy Park. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's M-O-N-O-M-I. Yeah.
Mommy Park.
Mommy Park, there it is. I believe this is the only game that they've really worked on. I'm not sure if they've made others, but they are an indie company, so there is that. The publishers actually is Monomy Park again, Mommy Park, and and Skybound Games. So just two kind of indie companies coming together there. Pretty cool.
Sweet.
Yeah. The systems that this was released on, Windows, Mac OS, Linux, Xbox One, and PS4. So it's got a nice range of systems that it's been on. So the story, what is this game about? And this comes from the Slime Rancher fandom site, which is a great resource. All those fandom sites. I'm just going to shout those out right now.
Just shouting out every fandom site.
Yeah, literally. So
those links will be in the description. All the fandom sites.
Every single one.
I'm going to link every single one.
Could you imagine? That would be just like so long. Oh.
Shout out the fandom sites. It's like, sir, you broke your podcast platform. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to delete.
We had to kick you off.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to give so much love.
Just go back to Nikki. You're like, I got us kicked off while you were gone. She's like, of course you did.
Yeah, of course you did. What the fuck? Now we have to start again. All right. So the story, Slime Rancher is a tale of Beatrix LeBeau, a plucky young rancher who sets out for a life 1,000 light years away from Earth on the far, far range, where she tries her hand at making a living wrangling slimes. With a can-do attitude, plenty of grit, and her trusty backpack, Beatrix attempts to claim a massive fortune and avoid the continual peril that looms from rolling, jiggling avalanches of slimes around every corner. Yeah, that's the best description of the game right there.
That's an awesome name. Beatrix, what was her last name?
LeBeau.
Beatrix LeBeau. That sounds like a drag name.
It does, right?
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah, she is... I know she has purple hair from last I remember. She has like big purple hair. So
yes.
Yeah, she is a queen in her own right.
I'm gonna do a quick image search of this.
Oh
lady
yes, I highly
reading.
I highly recommend that you look up so much about this game because it is very visual and adorable. So
sweet.
Yeah. So now that you know the story, it's time to meet the slimes. And there's a lot, so buckle in. And I will be giving you a short description of them. So to start out, the slimes, they are literally just these spherical, kind of teardrop-shaped... oh boy, what are you giggling about?
I love the slimes! There's a cat one!
Yep.
At least this is like a fan art, maybe, but...
I told you, it's cute.
Look at their little faces! It's ironic. I was just talking about Splatoon because this is a very Splatoon vibe of like graphics and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, it
like
is.
All the bright. Oh, I love it. Okay. I'm definitely playing this game.
Oh, hell yeah. It's
just by looking at Beatrix LeBeau.
Yep. And the slimes. So
I was picturing like green, like cubes, I guess, like all of Minecraft, mm-hmm. sort of, but. I wasn't picturing cute slime. I wasn't ready for the cute slime.
Nobody's ready. And this game just overloads you with the adorableness. Like, yes. Yeah, it's like the first time I played it, I walked in and I was like, I'm going to cry with how cute these things are. So the, as you said, they're adorable and, I mentioned that they are the little weird teardrop kind of shaped blobs that they are. And they have just the cutest little faces. It's so hard to describe. They are so simple, but so fucking cute.
It's, you guys really just pause this podcast really quick. Look up Slime Rancher or Beatrix LeBeau, because then you get a good idea of why we're like screaming cuteness about slimes right now.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely do that. So the pink slime. It's a little pink slime. He's just the base.
It's a little pink slime.
Just the base little one that you will see. Yeah, you will see these ones the most. They are the most common. They'll just pop up. They're in the starting area. Like, just boom. They are there.
Next. So they're the Pidgeys of the game.
Exactly. Yep. And their diet consists, like, you do feed the slimes in order to get plorts, which I will talk about plorts later. But
wait, we don't eat the cute slimes, do
no,
we?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, oh no, wait.
I don't think Beatrix eats anything in the game. So
interesting.
She's just a tank. But yeah, you feed them different, like, they have all these different diets, and pink slimes are just whatever you feed them, they will eat. So
they're me.
Sure.
Essentially.
I can't get over that. All right, so up next is the tabby cat, which you actually saw.
Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah, this little cutie is gray and has a cat tail and ears, and they just what they do, the perfect thing. Like, the slimes, they do hop and roll around and whatnot. Sometimes these little tabby slimes will stop. They will squish down and shake, and then they will just hop. They do it just a quick...
No.
Yeah, yes. They just go, whoop. They are the cutest. They are my favorite slime.
I think I'll die if I play this game.
I felt like I was going to multiple times. let's see. Up next is the phosphor slime, which is a flying glowy slime. They're kind of like fireflies, if you think about it. So they got just this, they're translucent blue with just like this yellow glowy ball in the middle of them. And they just fly. Yeah, they just, yeah. And they are the best. Then there is the honey slimes, and they are like gold in color, and they got like a little honeycomb like thing on their forehead. It's, yeah, they're just, I don't know what the, they're just like the base one, but like their plorts are worth more. Is the best way to explain it. Plus, they're cute, and if you like honey, perfect for you. Puddle slimes. This one I recommend looking up because I could not handle these little guys. It's
Get
a
ready
little
for Caleb to start screaming.
Yep, it's these little cuties are just blue, and they just skim across the surface of water, just like, and they just stare at you.
Look at him.
Yep.
Look at his body.
It's just a puddle.
It just goes bloop.
Yeah.
He has a little rubber ducky in this picture.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that is We are sharing that on Instagram, Twitter, that picture, that's what we're doing. I'm calling it now.
Yes, let me save this and get the artist name. It looks like I have the artist name.
Oh, perfect.
It's
yes.
My username tiny_masher, ironically.
What the
tiny_masher_of_evil. Tiny masher of evil.
Big shout
and
out
they,
to you.
I shouldn't assume it's a he, drew a little slime with a little rubber ducky because he's in a puddle and he could be in a bathtub.
Yeah, perfect. Oh my god. Oh, big shout out to Tiny Masher of Evil. Oh, that's... Whew. I can't contain it.
And the fact that they have Masher in the name, it's just like meant to be.
It was meant to be. let's see. We are going through... I will say, this game doesn't have a lot to it, so... This will be a rather short review. So, after the puddle slimes, there's a hunter slime, and it's a raccoon. He's got like a little, yeah, he's got the raccoon tail, the ears, and like a little band across his eyes that looks like a raccoon.
So he's a raccoon slime?
Yep. So if you love trash pandas, that's the one for you. up next.
It's adorable.
Yeah, this game is way too cute.
I found the Reddit for Slime Rancher.
Oh, perfect.
Dangerous place to be.
You have fallen. It's...
This meme says, I can't fucking take it. Seriously, I'm at my limit. And it's just the tabby cat slime smiling at them.
Oh. I think I have...
So it sounds like a lot of people have the same reaction we do to this game.
I took so many screenshots and videos while playing this game on my Xbox. I will probably also share them because of how fucking just beautiful they are. Ugh. Let's see. Quantum slimes. These are yellow, and they create this like holographic copy of themselves. So they, when they're like agitated, they like squish up a little bit, and just a different version of them pops up. It's like, oh, you can obviously tell which one's which, but this is pretty fucking cool.
Going back to the Hunter Slime really quick, if you guys are also fans of Pokemon, which obviously I've mentioned Pokemon like three different times, Zigzagoon is my all-time favorite Pokemon, and I just found the Hunter Slime. And oh my god, it's a slime Zigzagoon.
Yup, that's
him. You guys, that's just so ridiculous.
This reaction is just what I'm living for this game. This game was meant for this reaction, and I love it. So, let's see. After Quantum is the Dervish slime, and they look like they got a little galaxy pattern, like you can see a galaxy in them. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then there's a Tangle slime, and these guys are really cute because they got little flowers on their heads. They're just floating around with little flowers.
Little flowers.
Yep. And then there's a Saber slimes, which I haven't seen these ones in game. It's been a while since I've played the game, so these were added probably in an earlier update, but later since I played. They are like this brownish, light brownish color, and they have walrus teeth, and I can't handle it. They just got the big tusks.
They're called saber slime?
Saber slimes. That might be saber-tooth cat-like tusks, but still, same thing.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. I love the look of them. They're just...
His little face! All their faces are just so stupid! Somebody made a stuffed animal of it, and I can't! It's like Pokemon, but Pokemon took acid and got cuter.
Oh my god.
It's so dumb!
Oh my god. Yep, that fits it. Yeah. Oh, let's see. Then you have the rock slime. They're like
gotten me into. I'm gonna have to buy all their figures now. You do realize?
I am a terrible influence because I'm just like, do it now. let's see, where was I? Rock slime. Yeah, they're like grayish blue, and they got rocks like on them. Pretty cool. You got rad slimes. They are totally rad. They are green, and they have a radioactive field around them. So
yes,
yeah, they're radioactive slimes. Up next is the boom slimes. They are red and kind of have those magma cracks in them. They are known to explode. They don't die. They just like boom, and they go on a cooldown for like a few seconds. So don't got to worry about that. And let's see, crystal, they look like the rock ones, but shiny, pretty simple there. Then you got, fire slimes, they're red and fiery. Yep, that's all that there is to them. They're cute still, because they're slimes, but it's just red and fiery.
Yeah.
And finally, you have mosaic slimes, and they look like glass, and they're super colorful, like they got different colors in them and around them.
I'm looking at a list of them right now. I see them. The mosaic slime looks cool.
Yeah, there's a few.
Cool. He's more cool than cute.
I will say there are a few others that I didn't mention, but they are like very either like secret ones or special ones. Like there's a gold one who looks like the pink one, but he's gold. And you don't actually get to keep them in your farm, which sucks. At least you weren't when I played the game, so...
It looks like there's a tabby cat one with, like, a shiny coin on its head, all Meowth style.
Oh, yeah, those are... I forget their name, but, yep, that's one. That is definitely one. So, Earlier, I did mention that there are plorts, and let's see. So you get them by feeding a slime their preferred diet. So whether that be vegetables, meat, or one of those two. So or fruit. There is also fruit in the game. So it's one of those three that you feed it, and it will pop out a plort. It's essentially its poo, but it's in a cute way. So they're little, like, diamond-shaped things that are the color of them. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's... You sell these plorts to make money, to buy upgrades either for your farm or your backpack. So
that's the point of it. I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see now where the game part comes in.
Yep, that's exactly it. And interesting thing about the plorts is if you see... Say you have a pink slime, and you feed it something, it takes out a plort. You can take that plort and feed it to a different type of slime, so like a tabby slime, and it will become a pink tabby slime. So you can just combine two different slime types, which I think is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. If you feed an already combined slime with a different kind of plort, they will turn into what is called the tar. And these are giant, inky, monstrous blobs that are terrible.
Oh, no.
They consume slimes. Yeah. They damage you. Yeah. And they are just inky blob monsters that are just evil. And they can be, destroyed via water. Either that's pushing them into water or, like, hitting them with your water thing on your backpack. So just spray them down and eventually they go away. And I will say, while you do have different pens to put the, and you can buy more pens to put the plort or the slimes in, you won't be combining slimes, like more than one slime in a pen. So you won't, so you won't have to really worry about this, especially if you understand the game more and more. You won't have to worry about the tar coming on, but they will come on more in the wild. So just like in the wild areas of the game, you will hear like just a music and it's like, oh shit. And you'll see them right over the hill. Like it's, you'll know when they're coming. So yeah. As you
Maybe
can already
just misunderstood.
They might just be misunderstood. That's yeah. They do have a cool like oil slick pattern on them. That's and in their cool. Yeah, in their mouth it's actually like a rainbow effect, which is pretty cool. So yeah, they are the least cute part of this game, but they are really cool to look at until they come and they like chomp on you and hurt you. So yeah. So let's see, while this you've heard this entire time, the audience has, this game is really fucking cute. This is a great game for kids and adults. It's a perfect all-around game. If you've got like a kid that is really into games, great way to throw them into something more casual, and they can be, look at my farm. Like, it's just, it's a great overall game for the family and all that. And it's super cute, so there's not a lot of violence or anything. One thing that kept happening to me, and I do have a video of this on my Xbox, is as I was like running through the in-game world, just these slimes just kept spawning, but in the same spot. So they just created a tower of slimes, like they were just all on top of each other's heads. It was just, and I was like, "What is happening?
Is that like a glitch or something?" Or
I don't know.
They were just doing that.
Yeah, as far as I know, that's supposed to happen, and they would just spawn there, and like one would start to move, and the whole thing would tilt. And they're just wee. And they make adorable little noises, like just little meh noises. So when they pop up, it's like, oh god, there's a lot of them, and they're just like wiggling around. Yeah. That happened to me twice in one day, and I was crying with how cute it was. I was like, oh my god, there's a tower of them.
It's a tower now.
Yeah, I was it was way too cute. So before we wrap up this game, I will mention that I have I started soon after this game came out. I originally got into it because I saw YouTubers playing like beta versions of the game or like early access. And I was like, I'm going to try that. And when I got into it, it was still in early access. And they just kept updating it and updating it. And I would come in and be like, oh my God, there's a new area or there's like five new slimes. What's going on? So they just kept updating it. I don't know if they still do, but it's still supported like on the system. So it's very easy to hop into. There's a lot of content. So overall, this game is super cute and I love it. I will say, though, it is very simplistic. And once you find a way to make money fast, like once you can constantly make money from the more expensive plorts, like combining a rad slime with a quantum slime, you're just making bank at that point. And
quantum slime.
Yeah, that just makes it so
slime
you're...
Slime that both is and isn't.
Oh, fuck. Exactly, yeah. And once you do that, you're kind of set for the rest of the game. So, like, once you make it there, there's not much left to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with that, that is an unfortunate drawback, but it is a nice game to go to and relax with.
Mm-hmm.
So I will give this an 8 out of 10.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I highly recommend it for people who haven't played it. So
I definitely need to play this game.
I recommend it.
Definitely going to.
Hell yeah. If you have the Game Pass, I think it's on there, so you should be set there.
Sweet.
Yeah. Let's see. We haven't talked that much. Do you need a break or are you still good to go?
I'm fine.
All right. Well, let's talk about what game have you been wanting to chat about for a bit?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been playing a couple. The reason I had Pokemon on my mind was, like, literally, like, 10 minutes before I was playing Pokemon Go. So.
Fair enough.
And then I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. So, ooh. Like, cute games are very much my jam. Like...
Hell yeah. Well, first, I'm going to ask about Pokemon because I've grown up with Pokemon. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Well, as I said before, Zigzagoon.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Is my all-time favorite Pokemon, which is why I love that Hunter slime, because it's basically a slime version of Zigzagoon. The reasoning behind that used to be Torchic through Blaziken was my favorite kind of set of Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
But then I read, which is actually, you know, a good juxtaposition with the page turner button mashers. I read Stephen King's Dark Tower, and I swear I don't know which one came first, but one of them based the other off this, like either Pokemon based the Zigzagoon off this raccoon dog in Stephen King's Dark Tower called Oi.
Okay.
Or
the other way around.
Stephen King got the idea from Pokemon because Stephen King had kids and stuff. So maybe they were playing Pokemon. I don't know. I don't know which came first. But there's Oi in the Dark Tower. And I literally like, it's like looking at the slime people. I literally like, he'll talk because he's trying to say boy. Because there's this, there's a, not Richie Tozier. That's it. Oh, God. Stephen King fans are yelling at me right now. Anyway, the main character, Jake, I believe Jake is his name, finds Oi, and he's like, basically, he's trying to speak. He's a Billy Bumbler, so he can talk, but not really. And so he tries to say boy, and he goes, Oi, Oi.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
The worst. Oh my God. So then I was like, this is just a Zigzagoon. And then I was like, I kind of like Zigzagoon. Like, he's such an underrated Pokemon. Like,
yeah, I mean, I agree. I've always loved in like the 3D games when he hops out and he does that like little back and forth shake thing that he does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I totally get that. Yeah.
And now in the newer games, he like is like a goth, like he's his Galarian form is all dark type, and he's like evolves into like this rocker, which I like it. Like, it's so cute.
Yeah.
But the original one is definitely my preferred one. But evolving Zigzagoon into a heavy metal rocker was definitely an interesting choice.
Yeah, it was.
I could get behind.
Yeah. Definitely. I love all the Galarian types. I don't know why they just did it right for me. I mean, my all-time favorite Pokemon is Buniri, because I love bunnies, and he's just so little and cute, you know?
He's just a little, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little dude. And but my favorite Galarian Pokemon is Weezing, because he's got the mustache, and then the giant...
His top hat,
exactly.
I had to go out for a special day to catch him in the Pokemon Go game.
Oh, really?
I was like, I need him.
Oh, yeah, I fucking...
He's like an oil baron. He's like, hello.
Good evening,
I don't know why that's the voice. good evening.
Good day. Wonderful day in the oil factory. Yeah, I went and bought like some Pokemon cards because I was just like, you know what, I haven't done this in a while, and I got a holographic version of that card, and I was like, this is my new favorite Pokemon. oh god, that's awesome. Let's see, so you also mentioned Animal Crossing, which I am a huge fan of. I also play it. Do you have a favorite villager?
My favorite villager right now is... His name is, oh, jeez. What's his name? No. He's a little goat.
Oh!
He's a little goat and he runs around. Kid! His name is Kid.
Oh, I love Kid. He's
goat. Kid.
He's precious. Goat
he's
is precious.
So cute. And then there's Bam, who's like a little moose.
Oh my god.
A deer or something.
Yeah.
And they're always hanging out in each other's houses. And I'm like, you guys are a gay couple. Like, I've made this whole story in my head.
I love it.
Because I'll always go in and they're just like hanging out in each other's houses. I'm like,
you're spending a little too much time together. Oh, that's...
Fucking Kid was thinking of moving from my island yesterday, and I was like, absolutely not. I will build a fence around you, and
you're not allowed to.
You will never leave. It's a kind of a creepy concept that you choose whether or not they're allowed to go or not.
Yeah, that you're just like, no, don't go. But they made it so friendly. They're like, you want me to stay? Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm. They made it seem like it's their choice, but really.
Yeah.
There's this one... Animal Crossing villager that like is meta. Have you ever heard of him or seen him?
Is that Raymond or whatever it is? The
maybe,
cat?
No, Raymond's like the weird popular one.
Yeah, everybody loves him.
Like when the game first came out, like his card sold for $10,000 or something. I was like, what are you guys doing?
Jesus.
It was the pandemic, so people had lost their life. I mean, it's still the pandemic, but it was the early days of the pandemic where even more people were losing their minds, and Animal Crossing came out and it was our only thing we could hold on to.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
think I've
met the meta.
Yeah, there's
one.
This one where he's always like, he comes up with conspiracy theories, and one of his conspiracy theories, he's like, we're all in a game.
Oh, I love that.
Oh. It's the best. I really want him. I forget his name.
Oh, I'll have to figure that out. That's fucking awesome.
His eyes are all wide. Oh gosh. Yeah, that one's amazing. But that one is very much like, I like just the like you were saying, like with the slime farmer, or it's just relaxing. Like,
yeah, definitely.
You could just go and you can fish and you can organize your house, and like you wouldn't think like a chore simulator would be so much fun, but it is.
It really is, yeah.
When you're doing virtual chores, ignoring your real chores,
that's living the dream right there. I gotta say, I actually have. There's a few on my island that I love. There's two I want to get rid of, but we'll talk about that later. There are, I want to say, like, three-ish that I just absolutely love on my island. The first one is, his name's Hornsby. He's a blue rhino, and he just walks around and he's constantly talking about snacking. And he will walk around and water every single flower on the island. He just stands in the flower patches.
I need Hornsby.
Yeah, he just waters them for you.
Waters for you? That's awesome.
He's the best. I'm just like, my buddy, come here. And then there's O'Hare, who's a rabbit. He's just fucking weird. Because, like, he... he tries to speak different languages, but uses them wrongly. Like, he'll go, "Buongiorno, that means big giorno." And it's like, well, hold, no. I'm sorry, what?
Who comes up with the concept for these villagers? Like, that's just so random, but also very fitting.
Yeah, fucking, Hornsby is, O'Hare is, he's thinking that he's, like, the biggest pop star ever. He's like, "I'm gonna be famous." It's like, no, buddy, you're not. And then the other one is, oh god, she's a little ram. Mabel, I think, is her name, I want to say.
Oh my god, do I have Mabel too?
She's like a little...
No, Mabel's the one in the shop. The seamstress.
Oh yeah, Mabel. Oh god, what is her little name? She's like a little pink ram. I'm going to look this up. What is her name? Stella. Her name's Stella. I see Stella. Her, and every That's time cute. I just go, Stella. Because she's just this Stella. Little pink sheep ram thing. I don't, she has the horns, and she always wears just a sweater, but it's tiny, and then her bottom half just kind of poofs out. And I'm like, you are the most precious thing I've ever seen.
It's so adorable.
Yeah. Do you have any least favorite villagers? Or, like, villagers you don't like on your island? Deep question.
I can't remember. I'm looking through. I do have this, like, rhinoceros girl that's, like, I don't know. She's just so sassy. And, like, there's this level of sassiness, like, that I can handle. And then there's a level of sassiness where you're just being rude at some point.
Yeah.
And she is very much like that. And I'm like, of all of you, I think I'd let you move.
Yeah, if you were just like, "I'm thinking about moving." Yeah, go for it.
I'd be like, yeah.
Deuces. me, I am consistently trying to get rid of this pink gorilla named Rose. She is just obnoxious. She insulted Hornsby. Which pissed me. I'm like,
I remember now. Yeah, back last year, the reason I don't like her was because she pissed off Kid. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking, yeah. Like, this gorilla, or Hornsby, I talked to him, and he's like, "You don't think, like, I snack too much, do you?" And I was just like, "No, honey, you're okay. Honey, calm down." And he's just like, "You don't think so?" And I'm like, "Never." And he's like, "Oh, I feel much better." And I just walked up to Rose and I was like, "Yo, you need to move.
To go.
Now." Like, that is uncalled for. And then there's Sylvia, I think is her name. She's a kangaroo.
She's just
in my book. She's just kind of there. And I'm like, yeah, you're cool, but go away at this point. Yeah. So that's where I'm at with Sylvia.
I have Lionel and Berto, who are, like, I consider them the older gays of the game. There's Kid and Bam. They're in a relationship. Yep. And Lionel and Berto, they're definitely not in a relationship, but they just, like, judge everybody else.
They're the old, they're just the done with life gays.
Exactly, yeah.
Let me just feed my birds and get on with my day. That's Leave me alone.
Exactly. That's exactly Lionel. And then Lionel. Sorry. I have a coworker named Lionel, and it's confusing sometimes.
Fair enough.
And then there's Berto, who I actually got on a card because I don't know how into, like Comedy Bang Bang, like the popular podcast you are, but he looks exactly like Paul F. Tompkins. If he wasn't
okay, fair enough.
I just pictured that I have Paul F. Tompkins, except maybe a little like a gay version of Paul F. Tompkins as Berto.
Fair enough. Yeah,
he has a mustache and he's so cute. Oh, I love him.
Oh my god,
Berto and Lionel. Awesome. They're my older gays, and then I have, like, this Asian teddy bear panda, I think she is. She's just cool. She walks around and she's, like, she's cool. And then I have Coco, who has, like, the hollow eyes.
Oh, that's the rabbit, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, she's, like, that's a rabbit the one with hollow everybody, eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one everybody wants.
And I just got lucky. Like, she moved in, like, to my third house that I built when I first started game. And I didn't know she was popular until somebody visited my island. They're like, oh my god, you have Coco? I was like, yeah? Is that a cool thing?
They're like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trying to think. I have a pelican and a... Or is he a pelican? Stork? Something like that. He's pretty cool. Okay. And then I have another bird. I think he's like a blue jay. And they're like the grumpy old Republican men that live in your block.
It's like, they're here. They don't outwardly say bad things,
exactly.
But you know that they're
kind of... You kind of tolerate them because they're still nice to you. Like, they wave at you and stuff. Yeah. But you just... They just watch too much Fox News.
Yeah. Fair enough.
This is the story I've made up for all my villagers.
I love that. I need to do that. Like, shit. Now that I think about it, like, Rose is probably that really aggressive lesbian that everybody knows. that's Rose to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's... And it's like, that's all right, but was rude to the super adorable Hornsby. How dare you? Like, you didn't need to be rude to him. He was just watering some flowers.
He was just watering your flowers, and you had to come and be rude. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I also have Gladys, who's just a weird mix between a peacock and an ostrich.
I love Gladys.
Yeah, she's just cool. She walks around. Sometimes she puts, like, these big round glasses on the edge of her beak, and she just walks around. I'm like, look at you.
Oh my god, Hamfrey. I forgot about Hamfrey.
Oh, you have Hamfrey. That's awesome.
I hated him at first. I was like, he's so weird and ugly. Like, I was trying to get, I was trying to make space because I had the Bairdo card for Bairdo to move in.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I did something wrong, and Hamfrey just, like, showed up to the island and, like, moved in.
He's like, this is my house. And it's like, oh.
So I hated him at first. And then he was walking around the island, and he has his little eyebrows, like his blue eyebrows that are all angry. And I'm like, fine, you can stay. I'll kick out another villager.
Yeah. I have Poncho, who's just a little blue bear. Yeah, he's a super workout nut. Like, he just, you'll walk outside and he will be lifting just weights.
That's like, how Bam is. Bam's my workout one.
Yeah, there's always one.
Further expresses the gay theory that I have about him.
Fair enough. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh my god. Let's see. I think that's all we have for games for today, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk about different games all day, but...
Yeah. Fair enough. So could I. But let's see. Before I forget, heard from Rebecca, you and Luke, huh? That's a thing?
Yes, Luke is my husband, and we're going to be sister wives. Me and Rebecca are sister wives.
I told her
I forget how that was decided. I think Luke was flirting with me on one of our game nights, and she's like, just go be with Caleb. He's like, oh, I would be so lucky.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He's just my pretend husband now.
Fair enough.
He'd probably be mad I just said pretend, but...
He listens to the podcast, so hi, Luke. I
Luke,
promised
honey,
her.
Baby, I'm sorry. You're real. You're real to me.
Oh, that is wonderful. yeah, that's where we'll wrap it up. Great way to end the episode. If you'd like to plug your podcast again, definitely go for it.
Yeah, that's the Paranormal Burrito. Really, if you think you don't even have like a ghost story or anything, still get in touch with me because I like just getting general interviews and like really diving into like someone who, if you think something little has happened to you or you've had death of a loved one or something, I really love talking about those type of subjects. Really kind of deeper subjects is always one of the better interviews that I have when it gets like deep like that. I also have a new, very not deep podcast coming out called That's Not Fair, the podcast.
Okay.
It's a game show that's not fair, where a panel of three judges and myself, who is the czar of the game, give, I'm not going to say this word right, give arbitrary points to people who answer very very subjective questions. Am I saying that right? Anyway, yeah. So it's like, where did you grow up? And somebody could say New York, and somebody could say, I don't know, Dayton. And they're like, well, I grew up in Dayton, so I award you 10,000 points. And since you grew up in New York and I hate the Jets, you are negative a million points.
Jesus, that sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And that's why it's called That's Not Fair. The loser gets a That's Not Fair magnet. It says, I lost the game and that's not fair. You have to absolutely lose the game to get this magnet. You can't get it anywhere else or purchase it. The winner gets a $5 donation to the charity of their choice.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love that.
Yep. So I did a test run. We were playing it. It was like 4 hours, and I actually have another game running tomorrow night. If you would like to join, you are more than welcome.
Ooh. I'm definitely interested. Yeah.
it gets wild. I believe at one point we were talking about the merits of giving somebody points based on the fact that she didn't steal the motorcycle, she only borrowed it or something.
Oh boy.
So we were trying to discuss if that was plus points or minus points.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Mm-hmm.
And then I can circumnavigate everything and roll points in people's favor or not, because I'm the czar, so...
Yeah, no, of course.
And it fulfills my very narcissistic need of wanting to be a game show host. So it works in multiple levels.
Fair enough. Awesome. Yeah. Well, people, you heard it. Go check it out. It's coming out soon-ish, I assume.
Soon-ish. Probably by the end of April. I'm shooting for my birthday, which is April 23rd, to have the first episode out. So keep an eye out. That's not a guarantee. I could get lazy, but possibly April 23rd.
Awesome. That's perfect. And yeah, thank you again for coming on to the show. This was a blast.
Thank you for having me on. That was awesome.
Yeah. We'll have to do it again sometime.
Yes. I'll definitely
trash
be back more in villagers. On if you like you and Nikki have it, or if you ever need a substitute again, then I'm your dude.
Yeah. Awesome. Appreciate it so much. Yeah. So with that, you guys listening know where to find us. If not, our link tree will be in the show notes below, along with all of Caleb's information and whatnot, like on how to find him. And yeah, with that, keep on turning those pages
and mashing those buttons.
Hell yeah.